Global trends such as urbanization, digitalization, or changing economic patterns put increasing stress on the use and management of water resources. However, they may also come along with opportunities for increased water sustainability. Identifying and assessing the emerging challenges and opportunities is becoming ever more important in order to ensure water security and sustainable water systems in the future. The Trend Observatory on Water of the Swiss Agency for Development Cooperation, in short SDC, informs SDC's Water Network Réseau and all interested parties about important emerging trends and innovative approaches.
Hello and welcome to the podcast series of SDC's Trend Observatory on Water. I am your host, Annika Kramer. I'm head of the water program at Adelphi, a Berlin-based think tank implementing the Trend Observatory for SDC. In today's episode, we will look at trends in groundwater management and use. Groundwater holds tremendous opportunities for achieving the SDGs, the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, for example, in providing access to drinking water or in supporting food security. However, the potential of groundwater is currently not used in a sustainable manner. Why is that so? And what is needed to make more sustainable use of groundwater? To discuss these questions, we have invited Alice Aureli. Alice is chief of the Section on Groundwater Sustainability and Water Cooperation at UNESCO, the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization. She holds a PhD in hydrogeology and has over 30 years of experience in groundwater resources management and governance. In her position at UNESCO, she has been responsible for various international groundwater initiatives. For example, she led the UNESCO expert team that advised the UN International Law Commission to prepare the draft articles on the law of transboundary aquifers. Most recently, she has been coordinator of the UN Water 2022 groundwater campaign, Making the Invisible Visible. Welcome, Alice. Great to have you as our guest for the Trend Observatory podcast.
Hi, Annika. My pleasure to be with you today.
Alice, one of the main messages of the recent UN Groundwater Summit was that groundwater holds tremendous potential for achieving the SDGs. However, this potential is not really exploited everywhere. Where do you see the main challenges in exploiting this potential in different parts of the world?
Despite the great importance and relevance of the abundance of groundwater resources in the planet, these resources is very often poorly understood and very consequently is undervalued, it's mismanaged and even abused. The lack of knowledge and the lack of the adequate skills and capacity for assessment, management, development, monitoring and governance, it is a real critical issues that need to be addressed urgently. Lack of detailed information and knowledge, I say it's really an obstacle now to the economic and sustainable development of many countries while looking at the use of groundwater resources. During the year 2022, the work we have done, UNESCO and other partners in the framework of the campaign for making groundwater visible together with the UN water partners have critically shown that there is a contrast between part of the world that is overexploiting this resource, while in several regions of the world, there is very little knowledge on the existing aquifer, and some are still not exploited or exploited at a very low rate. And definitely, there is a potential. The potential is there, but we should not advise countries, private enterprise and the civil society to start using these groundwater resources without really acknowledging what is the characteristic of the aquifers, what is the potential of the aquifer. As I said, groundwater is an invisible resource by nature, and definitely these create a very complex situations for exploring and studying the aquifer.
So a call for caution and for better assessment before we start exploiting the potential of groundwater resources. Do you think that recent advancements in digitalization and technological innovation will enable improved groundwater assessment and sustainable development of the resource in the near future?
Definitely, we have several new technology also that are helping us, and we hope these will improve in the future. Satellite capacity, remote sensing, but these technology are still for few, for the richest, for the one who have the skills, for the ones who have the capacity, for the ones who can manage these technological advance, mathematical model, expert models, satellites application like GRACE are not for everybody to be managed and to be used. So we have definitely to look at a more inclusive capacity for all countries of the world to reach at least an adequate status of managing groundwater resources.
Thank you, Alice. I think you are making a very important point here. Besides the technological capacity, it also needs human capacity. I think another important precondition is sufficient institutional capacity to govern groundwater use, to take decisions and control how much water can be pumped, and to decide who should be allowed to use it. Do you think that the required institutional capacities are in place? And what do you think is needed to ensure adequate governance?
From which concern the governance and the institutional framework related to groundwater resources, I would say we are still at the infancy in many countries of the world, unfortunately. Governance should definitely also be based on solid science, and this is not always the case, and on data knowledge, data sharing, and the monitoring. This lack of monitoring doesn't allow countries, institutions, to be able to understand the real situation of the dynamic of groundwater in an aquifer. And definitely these can constitute risks for the management and the use of the resource. Not being able to monitor what is happening in the aquifer, it's really an obstacle for the sustainable development of groundwater resources. From the legal point of view, still in many countries, there are not adequate setting of law related to groundwater resources. And I think this is something that in the groundwater community, we have said more and more often. We recall this issue more and more often. There are countries that are just very now putting together a set of law related to groundwater resources.
You were just talking about law. You have also been involved in drafting articles for the international law of transboundary aquifers. What are the challenges in establishing agreements on transboundary aquifers?
One of the results of the monitoring of the SDG 6 indicator on water cooperation, the work that we are doing UNESCO and UNECE, with 153 countries is telling us that definitely one of the main issues for even coming to cooperation on groundwater resources is the fact that several of these agreements have been made for river basin and surface water. And sporadically, these agreements consider in a very limited way groundwater. So there is not enough importance or focus on what are the real characteristics of an aquifer. So there is a lot of work to be done with the expert of surface water, and we are working on that direction. So I would say very much together with international and regional institutions that are looking at river basin management. And more there is the interest to have the possibility to include better groundwater resources and aquifer management. Something that overcomplicates the picture is that when we look at the watershed and the basin as a unit for managing water resources, sometimes the aquifer is not really completely matching with the boundaries of the river basin. An example that we can mention is the action that Senegal and the riparian countries of the Taoudeni-Tarzouf aquifer are taking now. Of course, we all know the fantastic work done by the organization of the commissions for the River Senegal Basin, really a great example of management and sharing of the benefit of the river basin. But it is evident that the aquifer that is related is not only related to this basin, but to other basins, because it's a larger aquifer, much larger than the River Senegal basin. So there is a new approach to be considered, and cooperation, again, coordination between institution at national level and institution at international level, at regional level, is absolutely crucial.
Some of the issues that you have just mentioned were also discussed at the recent UN Groundwater Summit. And you also took a very active role in that summit. What is the key message you take from the summit to the upcoming 2023 UN Water Conference? What do you think needs to be done at the global level to ensure that the groundwater development will become more sustainable in the future?
What I would like to say is that managing groundwater resources is managing water resources. There is no surface water and groundwater. When we talk about looking at how the planet should sustain food productions, should sustain industry, energy, and social development, the two systems in the hydrological cycle are intimately linked. It's the human being that unfortunately has not yet all the tools to have enough knowledge of the underground system. But the two systems have to be taken into consideration together. And the knowledge that we have on the underground system, water system, needs to be improved to reach the same level of the surface water in order to have a future for the planet, I would say. Growing of populations, growing of needs, interchanges are posing climate change, are posing too many challenges to us. And of course, groundwater is there. Groundwater can help. And the only thing is really to have national plan that could really include the complexity of water resource management. And cooperation, again, cooperation between infrastructure, between good institutions, and between also policy and science. We have altogether prepared what we call the UN Water Joint Message and Call for Action that was presented at the summit, the second day of the summit, the 9th of December. The call for actions to member states, to donors, to civil society, to the scientific community is definitely a roadmap for how better make the sustainable use of groundwater resources, how to make these invisible resources more visible. It's quite a complete set of recommendations, but definitely we can talk about access to data and data sharing. Data sharing is crucial. Access to data to everybody, an inclusive access to data, it is crucial. Capacity development and skills and education on groundwater, it is also crucial. And water cooperation in particular on transboundary aquifer. With a large number of transboundary aquifers shared by two or more countries in the planet, I mean, cooperation is not an option anymore. It is something that we have to include in national planning, in regional planning, and in the international programs for financing water resources and groundwater resources. I think it's now an obligation that member states of the UN and countries have to take into consideration.
Thank you very much, Alice, for sharing your views. And I really hope that some of this spirit will come out of the UN Water Conference in New York in March 2023.
Thank you.
If you would like to learn more about the topic of today's podcast and other important trends for the water sector, check out our Trend Observatory on Water website. You will find the link in the description. Thank you for tuning in, and goodbye.